We gave you the numbers at halftime. Warsaw, when they lead halftime, 11-1. When they lead after three, 13-1. Tiger Bowl to start the fourth. Warsaw 39, Concord 31. Bricker bounces into Gould in the backcourt. He's guarded by Bowen. Across the line, Gould right in front of the scores table, backs his way. Now takes it to the right elbow. Out to Bricker, turning, shooting for three. No good. Jaeger, the offensive rebound. Back to Finlinson. He shoots a three. That's no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Messenger for Concord. Outlets to Bowen. Bowen on the far side to Messenger. He'll fake the three. Dribble around two Tigers in the corner. Pro for three. It's no good. And Warsaw is alone on the rebound again. Finlinson with it. Gould across the line. Picks up his dribble. Needs help. Finds Jaeger on the left wing. Back out to Gould. Gould holding against Avery Johnson. Drives the free throw line. Out of the elbow. Outside the lane. Picks up his dribble. Hands it back. The ball is tipped away from Finlinson. He will save it from the near corner. Gould. A minute into the fourth. Warsaw leads 39-31. Gould drives around McEwen. Stops. Falls. Fires from 12. No good. Back tapped out by Bricker to Gould. And Warsaw gets a reload. Martin on the right wing. Starts in, double team, picks up his dribble. Ball knocked away, it goes right to Gould. Gould to the far side to Finlinson. Warsaw looks scrambled here. Bricker, 22 feet out, right of the key, will back it out. Oh, he'll hand off to Martin. Martin to Finlinson. Ball knocked away from him by Pro. Picks up his dribble, needs help, finds Jaeger on the left wing. Back up the sideline to Finlinson, across the top, Martin, down to the right wing to Bricker. Bricker up the baseline into a double team. He's trapped, finds Finlinson cutting in. He'll put it in. Bricker found Finlinson cutting to the right block, and Warsaw leads by 10. Across the line, Bowling. Not a Messenger between the circles. Left side to Avery Johnson. Now at the foul line. Pro, that lipped out. And the rebound's grabbed by Bricker for Warsaw. In a hurry, here comes Gould. Back to a cutting Bricker from 25. Bingo! Timeout Concord! 6:01 to play in the fourth. It's back up to a 13-point lead. Warsaw 44, Concord 31. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. We wish not to think too far ahead, but I know some of you are thinking it. I will supply you with the information. If Warsaw holds on to win, they will play at 7 o'clock for a sectional championship tomorrow. Oh my goodness, how long has it been? The answer is 7 years. 2017, it's the last time the Tigers won the sectional. That was right after, that was Kyle Mangus' senior season. That was the day he had 47. 47 in the semifinals, including two free throws with 2 seconds left to win the game. Bowling, one-on-one against Gould. Left side, Avery Johnson with a head fake on Martin. Back out to Bowling. Right side, Kavanaugh in the corner. A head fake and a shot for three. It's in and out. Rebound to Martin for the Tigers. He wrestled away from 2 minute men. 44-31 Warsaw. 5.5 minutes left to play. Gould across the line against Pro. Near side to Martin. Martin picks up his dribble, bounces down to Jaeger outside the block. His defender fell down. He'll skip it across the lane. He throws it right to Bowling. Bowling races up the far side and runs into Finlinson, who bumps him for a foul. Luke Jaeger could have taken one big step, Jim, and banked that in from 5 feet. He jumped the pass across and threw it way too low.
We've been making that weak side pass all night long, and then lately it hasn't been there.
In the front court, far end, Bowling. Between the circles, Johnson. This is their better three-point shooting lineup. McEwen's on the bench. Johnson, way out on the right. Out top for Kavanaugh. Although he's not much of a three-point shooter. He's more of a defensive guy. Pro, not a Messenger. He's going to make a move and stumble. Now drives the left side of the lane. Fakes down on the baseline. Throws it all the way across to Bowling. Bowling picked up. 4:48 left to play in the fourth. Warsaw by 13. Concord with the ball. Pro. Right side, Messenger. Out to Bowling. Now he'll flip it in the lane to Avery Johnson. He'll stumble to the baseline. Slip it inside to Kavanaugh, who puts up and in. Jaeger was there, but he didn't want to take the chance, and I don't blame him. 44-33. Gould around Bowling to Bricker. Out to the center circle, Finlinson. Now to Martin. Martin dribbles down to the left wing, picks up his dribble with nobody to throw it to. And he got knocked over, and a foul is called, and that's Messenger's fourth. That's Braden Messenger's fourth with 4:15 left to go. Here comes Meidenberger into the game for Warsaw. Johnson comes out, and they bring Brevard in for quickness. Berger comes in for Jaeger. Bricker to throw it in right at the end of the scorer's table, not too far from where Nate Howitt's keeping the book. And they'll get it in the backcourt. Bricker to Berger. Berger across the line, bumped into by Brevard. Not a Finlinson. Finlinson reverses course, back to Berger, stumbles to the baseline, double teamed, looking to get rid of it. Timeout will be called by Warsaw. Timeout called Tigers. It's a full 4:02 left, fourth quarter. Warsaw 44, Concord 33. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Tigers 44, Minutemen 33, 4:02 to go. The possession here belongs to Concord on the next held ball. Warsaw has been called for one foul this quarter, so it's Concord. And it's Tiger ball near midcourt on the sideline nearest to us. It would be the west sideline here as we broadcast from the southwest corner of this cool building, which is full of human beings ready for two very exciting games. Tigers would love to take some of the excitement out of this game here the next minute. Gould to throw it in out there with Berger, Finlinson, Bricker, and Martin. And again, Messenger's out there for Concord, and he's got four fouls. They get it in Meiden. He's got space, takes it in, and scores! And a foul! He got the ball, and he put his head down like you said to. He went with the left hand and stuck it in, and he's got a chance for a three-point play.
Real nice take to the basket. Like we talked about, they've been pushing us out. There's plenty of room to drive the ball, and he did it. And fortunately, got the and one. We'll see what happens with the free throw.
The foul was on Pro. That's his third. Berger at the free throw line. Would you believe that Mines played in all these games this season? He's only shot six free throws. Seven. That one's no good. Boland's got the rebound for Concord. In transition, Avery Johnson for three. Air ball! Bricker's got it from the Tigers. He hands off to Gould. Here comes Carson through the center circle with 3:48 to go. Warsaw leading by 13 here in the sectional semifinals. Not a Berger. Pressured by Cavanaugh. Beats him off the dribble. Throws it back out. Martin shoots a three-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Concord. Time to score, boys. Pro out to Boland. Boland against Gould. Beats him off the dribble. Steps back for three. It's no good. And Berger's got the rebound. Berger dribbles into the corner. And Pro took it away from it. And then he got tied up. And he's fouled. Oh. Two gut-wrenching plays by the Tigers. Up by 13. They may have enough points right now to win the game. You don't need any more.
I was just going to comment, Roger. It'll be interesting when Coach Moore decides that we're not taking any more shots. Now with the new rule, you shoot two free throws, there's no such thing as the one-and-one missing the front end. So that kind of changes your strategy when you have a lead.
Boland in the center circle. 3:15 left to go. Tigers by 13. Cavanaugh back to Boland. Again, this is a team that averages about 4.5 three-pointers a game. They're going to need about four in the next 3 minutes. Pro drives left, runs into Trey Davis to the baseline. Messenger leans back, shoots off the bottom of the backboard. It's loose. It's grabbed by Trey Davis for the Tigers. He'll jump it ahead to Sullivan. Sullivan up the near side, across the line, throws it back to Gould. Gould now pressured by Messenger. He can't foul because he can't foul out or they have very little chance. Gould now to Trey Davis, 2:40 to go. Davis puts his head down, drives in, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Avery Johnson for Concord. That would have been an interesting call down here because Davis ran into Boland at the basket. Finlinson in for Davis with 2:39 left. Three fouls on Concord. They still have to foul twice more to put Warsaw in the bonus.
We got five pretty decent ball handlers right now. We'll see what the strategy is.
Gould to throw it in with Bricker, Martin, Finlinson, and Sullivan in front of him. And he gets it into Martin in the near corner. Sullivan and a whistle, and they're going to call a foul on Drew Sullivan. Messenger took a dive, and the official bought it. Drew with his second out of bounds on Warsaw's Third team foul of the fourth quarter. Sullivan has his second personal foul. Davis back in. Finlinson comes out. That could be a regular rotation here over the last 2:37. Big possession here. If you can stop Concord one more time and score off of it, Warsaw's in great shape. Left side to Bolin against the Tiger zone. He'll drive in. He ran over Sullivan. Offensive foul. Sullivan got called for one here and got one back at the other end. Bolin with his second. And now Warsaw has the ball leading by 13 with 2:28 left to play. Now the Minutemen will come with full court pressure. Davis out. Finlinson back in. Concord is also going to make a change. They bring in Jake DeShone. That's the coach's cousin. Or I believe that's nephew. Finlinson will put it in. Or he'll accept the inbounds pass. And he'll dribble up the court under pressure by Pro. Backdoor cut to Gould. Up ahead, ball tipped out of bounds by Kavanaugh. And it belongs to Warsaw once again. Again, the next 15, 20 seconds are huge. If Warsaw can still be up by 11, they'd be in great shape. Finlinson accepts the inbounds pass. Pressure by Kavanaugh. Spins toward the elbow and then throws it back out to Gould. Carson, pressure by Brevard. Puts it on the floor. Here comes the double team. He got away from it. Now he'll throw it in the corner to Sullivan. Down to the baseline, Finlinson. He'll lob across the lane to Bricker. Bricker surrounded. Out to Gould. Cross-court pass tipped, and it got to Finlinson anyway. Finlinson with 2 minutes left to go. And Warsaw in the lead, 46-33. Finlinson with a beautiful bounce pass between two defenders to Gould. Now he'll dribble to the near side. A foul is called. Kavanaugh with his first. The Tigers did survive that. And the Warsaw fans are starting to think about coming back up here tomorrow night. Free throws coming up here for the Tigers. Carson Gould. Again, how many minutes has Gould played this season? Feels like 1,000. 90% anyway. Would you believe that the point guard of a team that's played in all those close games has only shot 11 free throws all year and he's made 8? Gould to make it a 14-point game. It's up. It's good. Right down the middle. I don't know if his big brother is listening or whether he's here. He's got a game tomorrow, so I'm guessing he's listening. Jackson, your brother has made you proud. Gould again. It's up. It's in and out. Sorry, that's my fault. I made him miss. Bolin across the line. Out top. Kavanaugh down the lane. Runs into Jaeger. Forced it up. Blocked by Jaeger! And he grabs it out of there. 95 seconds to go. Warsaw lead by 14. Martin up the far side to Gould underneath to Davis. Davis looking to get it out of there. And did. Bricker out to Gould in the center circle. 125 to go. Bricker on the near side. Drives into Messenger. Picks up his dribble. Near sideline, Trey Davis. Davis holding, looking, jab step, then another. Dribbles across, gives it to Martin. What does Concord have left? Down by 14. Martin dribbled through a double team, and he dives on the ball. It's rolling around loose. Kavanaugh comes out of there with it. Up ahead to Messenger. Messenger runs in the lane, drives and shoots and missed it, but a foul called on Carson Gould. And this is the part, Jim, that drives our coaches and broadcasters crazy, because they've got the game wrapped up. All they got to do is hang on to the ball, and they just struggled to do that. Messenger to shoot. He's 5 for 5. Boland's got 10. Messenger with 10 at the moment. He'll shoot for point number 11 with his first free throw with 1:03 to go. It's in the air, and it's good. Finlinson back in for offense. Jaeger comes out. Now that's interesting that Jaeger would come out. You take your 6'8 guy out when you could use him as somebody you could throw the ball to. Right? You can lob it up, let him go get it. We'll talk to Matt about that tomorrow. Messenger shoots again, and he made both. This could be his last 103 of his varsity career. 47-35, Warsaw by 12. Finlinson up the sideline, far side, Bricker to the middle of the court to Gould. Gould across the line, picks up his dribble, steps through a double team, knocked away, foul call. Oh, and there's that right wrist. Carson Gould's been battling a right wrist. We've talked about the fact that it's been wrapped up. It's not wrapped as heavily tonight. But that got whacked pretty good by Bolin, who picks up his third. And Gurl now with two free throws with 55 seconds left. But again, Concord not a big three-point shooting team. Gould shoots and scores. Carson's two out of three. And Concord's waving the white flag. Derek Deshone's taking out his seniors. Matt Moore looked down, saw that. He will make changes as well. And the Warsaw fans are on their feet because their team is playing in the championship tomorrow. Gould shoots again. He'll come out if he makes it. Oh, he missed it. Rebound to Concord. Brevard to the other end. Kicks it back out. Noah Culp. In the corner, Brevard shoots a left side three, in and out. Rebound tipped out. Grabbed by Parker. Justice for the Tigers. Parker racing down the left side. Off the glass. No good. Rebound to Elijah Wright. Wright brings it out to Finlinson. 35 seconds to go. Finlinson bumped into by Brevard. The play goes on. 30 seconds left. Finlinson started in. Backed it out. 25 seconds left. Far side to Gould. 23 seconds. Now to the far corner, Parker Justice. But a really good second half for the JV team. Wright lobs back to Finlinson. 13 seconds to go. And again, the fans from Warsaw on their feet. Concord gives up. And Warsaw will dribble out the tie. Finlinson with three, with two, with one. And it is over. Warsaw wins 48-35. The Tigers will play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for a sectional championship. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw goes to 18-5 by winning their sectional semifinal matchup against Concord 48-35. Concord ends the season, and they are also 18-5. Final scoring for the Minutemen, Jalen Bolin in his final game for Concord, 10 points, but none in the fourth quarter. Watch the theme. Lucas Pro, 5 points. None in the fourth quarter. Andrew Cavanaugh had 2 points. That was in the fourth quarter. And Parker McEwen had 4 points. None in the fourth quarter. Braden Messenger, 12 points. Two free throws in the fourth quarter. So what's the trend? One field goal, two free throws for Concord in the final 8 minutes of the game. For Warsaw, Drew Sullivan. We don't have a play of the game tonight. We can make a pretty good case his two threes in the first quarter would be that. He hit two threes in the first quarter, finished with 6 points. Robbie Finlinson with 7. Maiden Berger with 2. Carson Gould had 4. Luke Yeager, 4. And Brant Martin finished with 5 points. Your scoring leader, Luke Bricker. 5 in the first, 2 threes in the second. He had 11 at halftime, 6 more in the third, and a 3 in the fourth to put the Tigers in the winner's circle and into the championship game tomorrow night. It was 18-5, Warsaw at the end of one. Concord outscored Warsaw 12-10 in the second. They were down 28-17 at halftime. They outscored the Tigers again, 14-11 in the third. They were within 8, but Warsaw outscored Concord 9-4 in the fourth quarter to win the game 48-35. We were never tied, and we had 2 lead changes. Concord took the lead on a Messenger 3-pointer, 3-2. Warsaw came back down, took the lead back, and that was it. Warsaw led from the beginning, and don't you think, Jim Spiker, that the fact that Warsaw had the lead this time compared to the game at Concord, when Concord complained to their terms, made all the difference in the world?
Yeah, we talked about, you know, 3 concerns coming in. We had 28 points at halftime. That's more our pace, more our style. I thought we handled the physicality of the second half really well, helped us build that lead. Concord, no one really had a career night. And then we hit 3 transition threes, 1 each quarter. That's 9 points on a 13-point game. We didn't give up any of that defensively, and those 3 threes were a big factor.
Warsaw wins 48-35. There's some happy humans in orange and black still mulling around. The students have moved off into the hallway so that the Penn students can occupy this near-end space. When we come back, the final stats brought to you by Oldenburg & Company. Next on News Now Warsaw. We'll get to the stats in a minute. I've got a happy head coach of the Warsaw Tigers here, Matt Moore, after a 48-35 win over one of the four teams that beat you in this regular season. Congratulations, sir.
I appreciate that. Man, talk about you never know coming out of the break that we had the pros or the cons or what, you know, the advantages or disadvantages are. And so that first 4 minutes is so critical in sectional play. You know, half the teams in 4A are out right now, and we haven't even tipped yet. And so for us to come out and just execute the game plan in the way that we did offensively and defensively, it just goes to show kind of like the maturity this group has kind of evolved into and just the belief that they have. And so to hold that team to one offensive rebound, one rebound at the half, you know, if we don't turn the basketball over, I don't know if they get to 30.
No.
You know?
No.
But we took really good shots all night, and that was the focus the last week and a half of we're going to get big advantage shots. Here's how we're going to get them. Here's where we're going to pick our spots. And our guys did a tremendous job of just staying at the game plan.
Talk about the defensive game plan. What was different between January 15th and tonight?
You know, I thought when we played them the first time, we really tried to utilize their help side by driving the ball and forcing help. You know, they're such a good team in how they defend and what they do. So this time we tried to utilize spacing and cutting more. We got the ball to the spots that we wanted to drive them to by just posting and throwing it there. And then from there, we got our secondary actions with back cuts and different things. And so, again, it's just it's a game of adjustments. And, you know, the team that makes the last one typically makes the last run. And I thought, you know, our guys did a really good job when they cut it to six. It kind of made their run. You know, we're not playing to slow it down. We're playing to go. We live in transition, and Robbie hits a big three in transition. Luke hits a big three in transition, and just like that, it's back to 14. And that was an area that we really thought was an advantage for us playing in transition.
Talk about kind of the overall game, the way it played out. The fact that in January you guys got behind in the second half and the game was played on Concord's terms. Tonight they got behind, you guys had the lead, and they couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, styles make fights, right? I mean, that's when you look at all the great matchups in history, it's usually conversing styles, and ours are that. You know, I think both teams are coached well. I think both have tough kids, but, you know, they want a low possession game, and we want a possession in the 50s, 60s, or 70s if possible. And so we really had to dictate that by taking our shots. And so, you know, they're not really built to probably play from behind. The other thing I think is the matchup zone for us, they had not seen it yet and played against it per se. You know, some of those shots when you're playing from behind, you got to make them. And so you're a little hesitant to shoot. When you're up by eight, you can afford to take one or two of those maybe with the lead. But when you're down, you know, 10 to 13, you got to get a great shot. And our guys did a really nice job of just defending in the zone tonight.
Great job. What's your plan then for the rest of the night? Going to stay and watch the whole thing?
We're going home, man.
Okay.
Yep, we'll figure out who we play tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt Moore, the Warsaw Tigers, winners tonight, 48-35 over Concord. Time for the final stats. They're brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Altifer Bergen & Company. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For the game, Warsaw 18 of 29. That is 62%. That is sizzling. They were 11 of 14 from two-point range and 7 of 15 from three-point range. They were only 5 out of 9 at the free throw line. Concord was 10 of 33 from the field. That's just 30%. 3 of 14 from the arc, and 12 of 12 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 25 to 11. As Coach mentioned, just one Concord offensive rebound. Remember, when these two teams played back in January, Concord got three offensive rebounds off missed free throws. That was not the case here this evening. Turnovers, Concord with just three, and Warsaw finished with 11, all in the last three quarters of play. Individually, let me give you the points off turnovers. Can you believe Concord scored 35 points. Half of them came in a possession after Warsaw had turned the ball over. 18 points. Warsaw with 3 points off turnovers. Warsaw with 4 second chance points. Concord with none. Points off the bench, Warsaw 8. Concord 6. Warsaw played to a 1.17. Concord 2.89. And the Tigers win 48-35. Those are the final stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company at 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Back with more next on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Jim Spiker, Steve Scott back at the radio station. 48-35. Warsaw advances to the championship game tomorrow night. We'll have it for you starting with pregame coverage at 6:30 on News Now Warsaw. We do not have a sponsor for the play of the game. But when you win the way the Tigers win, it feels like we should have one anyway. So I told Jim during the commercial break, what's the most important play in this game for the Tigers tonight? And there are several that you could choose from.
You know, Roger, I'm going to go. It wasn't just one. Drew Sullivan's 2 threes. He came jacked up off the bench, ready to play, buries the three, and then it was the one-shoe three that I think was just the play of the night. It just kind of set the momentum for us. We were off and running, and honestly, we never really looked back after that three.
Sullivan hit a three-pointer the first time he touched the basketball in the game, which in a sectional, you shouldn't do that, right? That's just not the normal procedure for that situation. Sullivan gets one on the left wing, drills it. Place goes crazy. Broadcaster goes crazy. A little later, Drew loses his left shoe. He stumbles, and he ran right out of his sneaker. The sneakers land about, I don't know, 6 or 8 feet outside the lane, about 20 feet from the baseline. Drew passes the ball a couple times. He gets it back once with one shoe on. I'm thinking maybe Coach Moore's going to take a timeout. He passes it, drops back to the edge of the three-point arc. They throw it to him again. He steps back, checks his feet. Again, one shoe on, one shoe off, and hits another one.
Yep. It was just – It was iconic. It was a great shot. I enjoyed it.
All Tigers fans did. Warsaw wins 48-35 over Concord. They'll play either Elkhart or Penn in the championship tomorrow. We'll set all that up for you, and Steve's got a few scores for us next on News Now Warsaw. Well, Warsaw puts themselves in the championship tomorrow at 7. Who they will play, we will find out here starting in about 10 minutes. It'll either be Penn or Elkhart. And you say, Raj, I don't remember. How did those games go? Well, right after Christmas, after beating Northridge at the buzzer, they went to Penn and they beat the Kingsmen in overtime, 54-51 or 55-52. Hang on. I got the score right here. I can tell you. It was 3 points. 56-53 in overtime. And then Elkhart, they played, having just come off their first win of the season on Tuesday, played them on a Saturday after the Northwood game for the Tigers in the Tiger Den, and Elkhart had the lead with a minute and a half to go. Brant Martin with some huge plays down the stretch to get that victory for the Tigers and keep the momentum of the second half going. So either way, it's going to be another white knuckler for Warsaw Tiger basketball, but to win this sectional here at Northside Gym, you wouldn't want it any other way. Your final thoughts tonight, sir?
Excellent ball game. We took care of the factors that we needed to take care of, in my mind. Took care of the basketball for the most part, handled the physicality, and just did a lot of great things. And defensively, we really showed up, and we got a lot of mileage out of our zone and blocked out well.
Warsaw advances, and I'll mention it now because it's worth mentioning. It's been a long 3 years for Matt Moore, waiting for that first sectional win to come. Tonight, you have the hardest team in the sectional, a team that beat you earlier in the regular season, and you get the victory against those guys. How much more does it mean? It means enough that Al Rhodes made a special trip up here to the corner to give his former assistant coach a big hug. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., Tiger Talk. Then tomorrow night, 6:30 pregame coverage, 7 o'clock tip-off. Warsaw and either Elkhart or Penn for a sectional championship, and it's been since 2017 since the Tigers got that done. Can they do it again? We'll find out tomorrow. Thanks to Steve back at the station. Thanks to Jim. I'm Roger. Hope you enjoy the broadcast. My goodness, I know you enjoyed the outcome. Warsaw 48, Concord 35. Good night.